How are you, Doug?
Hey, good morning, Tony. I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, you're kind of a radio veteran. You do a lot of radio for a station down in the Texas area, don't you?
Yeah, I do a spot down every morning down in Houston. It's fun to do. I enjoy it, and then happy to be on with you this morning.
Well, thanks for coming on board. The stock market recently hit 12,000. What did you think, and what's it mean?
Well, you know, 12,000 is better than 11,000 or 10,000. So from, you know, that standpoint, it felt pretty well. I'll tell you, the interesting thing, you know, with the market right now, Tony, is that from an S&P 500, which is just a broad proxy on the stock market, a lot of us look at the Dow, which is the 12,000 you alluded to, but the S&P 500 is a little broader, maybe a better proxy on the overall health of the market. And I'll tell you, this might surprise a lot of people considering the economic condition the country is in. Corporate profits actually are just about to record highs. We're about 10% off the all-time high, which was achieved back in 2007. So while a lot of us are looking for jobs and the unemployment rate still 9.4%, you know, the state of Michigan has some deficit issues, as we know. I mean, there's a lot of challenges out there, but for corporate America, I mean, they're almost back to where they were, you know, at the peak, which was in 07, and I think that's why you see the stock market going through 12,000 as it did yesterday.
Doug, the Federal Reserve recently wrapped up its first policy meeting of the year, and they didn't make many substantial changes to its easy money policy. What do you read from that?
You know, that's kind of the interesting thing to me, Tony, is as you look at it, on the one hand, you hear what I just said about corporations doing well, but then you have the Fed still out there aggressively supporting the marketplace. One of the reasons interest rates have been down is that the federal government, a lot of folks don't know this, but the federal government has been a buyer of U.S. bonds, mortgage-backed securities, and mortgage-backed securities just simply pools of mortgages of people that own homes piled together, sold as an investment. Those instruments, those debt instruments that the government has been buying has been one of the things that's really forced rates down. And it's interesting because the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, right, they issue bonds, but they're out there buying their own bonds back to the tune of about $2.3 trillion so far. So that's one of the reasons rates have stayed down. And to your question, I think the reason they're doing that is they're pretty, you know, they're scared. The economy is, you know, improving. There's no doubt about that. But it's sluggish. And if we get a shock to the system, that could be, you know, something we don't expect globally. It could be something with energy prices. I mean, crude oil's creeping up. Goes through $100 a barrel, what happens to the consumer? So there's all kinds of risks. So that's why I think the Fed is standing there saying, hey, we're going to be in the marketplace. We're going to try to keep rates low to keep things moving along.
Should the Fed be in the business of buying these types of products?
That's a debatable question, for sure. I mean, that raises the hair on the back of the neck of a lot of people. I don't know. You know, do I think the Fed did what they needed to do coming through the financial crisis? I don't think there's any doubt. Could have they done it better? Well, for sure. But, you know, back at that time when you're making real-time decisions, they're never going to be perfect. The buyer of last resort, you know, always has been and likely always will be the federal government because they have, you know, unlimited pockets at some level. Now, someday the market will say, no, you don't have unlimited pockets, and that's when the U.S. is in trouble. You know, Lord willing, we'll never get there. The thing with the Federal Reserve, though, you have to have somebody that can come in and support the system. And when we're, you know, melting down, there's just nobody. I mean, a lot of conservatives talked about, and I can see where they're coming from. They talked about, oh, the government shouldn't be in there. These banks should fail. People will come in and pick up the pieces. No, you had a trillion-plus, you know, global financial collapse. Who's going to go in there and buy that?
Doug, it appears that the stock market got a bump from President Obama's State of the Union address. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't know. The market's pretty strong right now, trending up. I don't know that there was a lot necessarily in there for the market. Certainly it was more business-focused than I think the president probably was the first 2 years, so that's certainly encouraging from a Wall Street and I think a corporate America standpoint. You know, one of the things with these corporate earnings being so strong, Tony, is corporate balance sheets. There's more cash on the books for U.S. corporations than there has ever been. Why is that? Well, you know, the last couple of years, there's been a lot of stuff from a regulatory standpoint, you know, the new costs associated with the health care bill. All these things, I think, have kind of paralyzed corporate America, and they've just been sitting on the cash. So to see the president be a little bit more business-centric, nice to see. I don't know that was the cause yesterday. You know, we'll have to see what the policies are.
Doug, the congressional budget office recently announced that the deficit for the Fed is nearing $1.5 trillion. How big of trouble are we in?
We're in some trouble, no question about it. But I think a lot of that still, we're at the point, and we're fortunate, that it's headline risk versus credit risk. And headline risk, Tony, just simply being, you know, you people like yourself talking about things that people should hear about, and that's, you know, the fiscal state of both, you know, state and, you know, federal budgets. But credit risk is really what matters at the end of the day. And, you know, I know one of the things you wanted to chat about this morning was municipal bonds. There's been a lot of headline risk with municipal bonds. There's been, you know, Wall Street Journal, 60 Minutes, people like yourself talking about balance sheets for municipalities, and are these municipal bonds going to be good? And as an example, good meaning to the owner of the bond. And for those that don't have a good feel for what a municipal bond is, the city of East Lansing, let's say, as an example, wants to put up a new library. They go to their constituents. They get approval to issue bonds to do that. People like to buy those bonds, A, to support the community, but the bigger buyer typically is somebody that's looking for interest that is tax-free.